This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberner. Joining us in the studio this morning is Jody Martin. She is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County. Jody, how are you?
Good, thank you.
We were just together talking about the great wine and beer tasting, and now we're going to talk about some of the regular activities going on at the Boys and Girls Club. And, of course, the weather's warming up, so we got to talk about spring break.
Yes, spring break is coming up, and our theme for spring break is called Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. So we're pretty excited about this. We'll be open Monday through Friday. Well, actually, the Friday before the actual week of spring break, we're open as well. But the week itself will be from 7:30 a.m. to 5:15 p.m. This is at both locations in Fairbury and in Pontiac. So the cost is free to our members, although we are accepting donations for those that can afford it. And if you're not a member, then it's $30 a year for the membership fee.
Okay.
We do ask that the kids bring their sack lunch. We do not have lunch provided for them during the breaks. So one of the things that we're offering is team and character building activities. So they're going to do different activities in the gym where they can really work together as a team. So the kids can see their peers and do games and activities that will help them trust and build that trust with each other.
It sounds like a great way to spend the time. I'm glad you mentioned that about the meals, because that was my next question, because obviously that makes for a long day, and a lot of times mom and dad don't have a choice. They can't leave work and come and check on the kids or bring them meals. So
that's
now,
right.
Now we understand exactly how it's going to work. And as you say, this will be for the duration of the spring break period.
That is correct. And then we will provide a snack for them as well. So we do get our snacks from the Midwest Food Bank, and they provide a lot of different types of snacks for us. So the kids will have a snack, but we do need them to bring their sack lunch. Some of the other things we're going to do is some March Madness challenges.
Okay.
Since it is March Madness month. And so they will actually have activities based around that and create their teams and see if we can guess who's going to win.
Does sound like a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun for everybody, except when you get a little older, you have some money riding on it. I doubt that that's going to be part of it, except Monopoly money, perhaps. Let me ask you this. If I'm a parent and I don't have my children signed up, but I would like for them to take advantage of this, can I just bring them by during spring break and register at that time?
Absolutely. Just bring them by in either club, in Fairbury or in Pontiac, and you can get the membership form, fill it out right then, and pay the $30, and they will be good to go. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was, in Fairbury, we have our T-ball, softball, and baseball registration. That went out into the schools the second week in March, and now it's actually going to be due April 13th, and we, for the first time, we're going to do an evaluation. So that evaluation will occur for all players except T-ball on Saturday, April 28th. So I just kind of wanted to prep the families that we will be starting the second week of May, but registration is out. Go ahead and get it in as soon as you can so we can start setting up the evaluation.
Now, when you say an evaluation, is this like a tryout to assess somebody's skill level? Is that what you're aiming for?
It is to try to balance the teams and make sure that they're going to have competitive play during the season and be able to play each other, but also have that experience in learning and getting those basic skills. And then the last thing is the summer. We are getting ready to prepare for our summer, and we have decided to do themes this year. And so each week, we're open 10 weeks, each week has a different theme. So one of them, sports extravaganza, the other one is under the sea. So we'll take them on field trips. We're hoping to go to the Shedd Museum in Chicago.
Sure.
So they can see the different animals. So each week, there will be one field trip, and we're going to combine those with the club. So the Fairbury and the Pontiac will go together to Shedd Aquarium.
What's your attendance like these days?
So the attendance is going up at both places with the different sports that we have going on. Sometimes there's no parking in the parking lot. We are close to, I think we had almost hit 200 the other day because our sports were going on, our volleyball and our basketball for the younger kids.
Just want to remind people that if they don't have their kids involved with the Boys and Girls Club, they're going to be in a lot of good company if they decide to make that step.
Yes. One of the things that we recently did, and I don't know if people saw it in the paper, but we have a full-time athletic team director, and that's Joe Riley. And with that, he has been able to be more intentional about our sports and be able to think of other ideas. So we're looking at maybe bringing in more soccer games for older kids, something that the communities are looking at and asking for.
Doing more than just the dreaded throw out the ball kind of sports supervisor.
Absolutely.
I don't mean to be mean to anybody, but that's a common accusation. It's just, they just throw out the ball. But everything's always been that way at the Boys and Girls Club. Not a lot of unsupervised time. Everything is productive and focused on building certain skills.
Yes, definitely.
Jody, anything we've left out? It sounds like you're going to be busy as always. It doesn't sound like the consolidation has slowed you down at all. It sounds like there's more opportunities.
It has really increased our opportunities for the kids to work together. I can tell you, teen night on Thursday and Friday nights, the Fairbury kids ask, what's happening in Pontiac? I want to go to teen night. And so they're coming over and participating on those Thursday and Friday nights to be with the teens so they can come together.
And for anybody who's missed what we're talking about, I should have explained it as I asked the question, but just a few months ago, the Boys and Girls Club of Prairie Central and the Boys and Girls Club of Pontiac converged into the Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County.
That is correct. We will serve all of Livingston County, hopefully within the next few years.
Well, it does sound like you're serving all of Livingston County right now, to tell you the truth. Jody, thanks for joining us today. Always good to keep abreast of what's going on at the Boys and Girls Club.
Thank you.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.